Radio Network. Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest for another 40 minutes. I'm going to get into Obama's big push to have the youth line up and become his friend and help him. You got Al Gore telling school kids all over the country on tape, don't do what your parents say, global warming's real, work with the government. Van Jones saying, we are going to overthrow America. And they try to hook him up with 9/11 truth. We'll break that down coming up. Dr. Russell Blaylock's our guest. Okay, next segment, I'm going to start going to your phone calls. Dr. Blaylock was just running through some of the total dictatorial blank check takeover, and that's everything Obama's doing is just at our discretion, Go ahead.
It's interesting. The other day I was watching TV, and they had one of the leftist politicians saying, oh, there's absolutely no rationing in this bill. Virtually every page is rationing. And the penalties on physicians for just minor misinterpretation of rules or regulations, there's enormous civil penalties. And what we know in national health systems is with time they get further and further in debt. And in order to make up that loss, they start increasing the number of penalties and cutting physician pay. Well, after a while, a physician's pay is going to be so low that he's no longer going to be able to maintain his office, which means they're going to have to sell it to the federal government. The federal government will take over all physicians' offices. Well, this happened where I used to practice in North Carolina, just under the Medicare, Medicaid, and managed care system. I warned the physicians it was coming. They chose not to listen. I left and moved to Mississippi. All of their offices were purchased by the regulatory agency, and it ruined all of their practices. Well, this is going to be much, much worse. We're going to federalize virtually every segment that has anything to do with health care.
But look at it. The roads are being grabbed. The auto industries are being bankrupted, and the bailout money goes to build the factories in China, Europe, and Brazil. This is corporate receivership, where these foreign banks use the government to come in, and now they're even taking over the essential services. This is the total state.
Well, absolutely. Listen to this. This is the rating of physicians. One of the things they want to sell this bill is we're going to give you high-quality health care, and we have built into it quality measures. Well, on page 258, line 13 through 17, on evaluating physicians for quality medical care performance, it says the performance will be based on satisfactory submitting data on the quality measure. In other words, it's not the actual quality that we're measuring. It's how well the physicians do what we tell them in terms of submitting forms and paperwork to the federal government. If you're a good little boy and a good little girl and you submit your paperwork on time and you do all the paperwork they demand, then you're qualified as a very high-quality medical care facility.
I mean, look at government offices falling apart, total lazy bureaucrats everywhere. Now they want to take health care over, and they're going to be raiding people and going after people with political weapons. I mean, this is just an amazing tyranny, and every time I see another piece of it, each piece by itself is enough for a revolution. But you put it all together, the thing they have going for them is it's so bold that the government's going to take over and tell you who's good and who isn't. I mean, this is insane. And then I go back to it, Dr. Blaylock, they then lie about it and say they're not doing this.
Well, you know, one of the big things that really got people fired up was the idea of the advanced care planning, is the euphemistic term, which was the death panel, where we have consultations with the elderly and the chronically ill and the disabled to convince them that it'd probably be better if they just moved on into another life and give up their life for the good of the state. Well, if you read this, it's exactly
right. Stay there. We got a break. Come back with the death panels. Break it down, then we're going to the calls. Dr. Russell Blaylock, stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. Tony, Mike, Andrew, Jeremy, Pat, your calls are coming up momentarily. Again, Dr. Blaylock, we could have you back up in the next few weeks for another full show just on the health care plan. But I go back to this. I've read the same subsections you're reading. My dad's a physician, so growing up, I know enough about how health care works. He's also been a medical care consultant to both hospitals and dental offices, so I can specifically read this and understand a lot of it. But I've seen what the experts have said as well, and I've read it. It's very clear. This is a total takeover of 20% of our economy and the lying about it. But you were getting into the death panels. I mean, it's Daschle. It's Rahm Emanuel's brother. It's the publications. At first, a few months ago, when they thought they had it, they were saying, yeah, you don't need these unnecessary tests. And I've watched House of Commons back when Tony Blair was in, admitting people were waiting 16, 18 months for brain surgeries that were 95% successful if you got it within 2 months, but if you didn't, you were dead. And they admitted this. I mean, I've got two people that work for me in England, the Watson brothers. Their healthcare system's a nightmare. And they now are saying, if you've had a bad life or you've smoked or you've done this, we're not going to give you the healthcare. So I keep going back to the lying. When they attacked Sarah Palin, who, by the way, I don't like Sarah Palin. She was a fool to quit the governorship. You know, they put her in there as a ringer. But my point is, she's right. But instead, they just say, oh, she's a liar. She's a dumb woman. She's an idiot. There's no death panels. When these bioethicist boards, I mean, these are death panels. Dr. Blaylock.
Well, you see, they're clever not using the term death panels or end-of-life death panels or anything like that. What they do is they leave it open-ended. For instance, they talk about end-of-life services and support, palliative and hospice. Well, if you know about hospice, what they did to them is you're allowed to or you're supposed to transfer a patient to hospice if you think they'll die in 6 months. But physicians don't always know when someone would die. So some live a year or 2 years. Well, you have to take care of them and comfort them and give them their medication. Well, the government came in and said anybody living over 6 months will cut off all Medicare payments to, so you're going to be stuck with the cost. Well, the hospice program said, well, we can't assume this cost, so they started injecting the patient morphine so they would die within 6 months. And so the government policy pushed the hospice system to start ending patients' lives sooner than they would normally.
And now they're killing people in Europe. Even Newsweek admits this, but says it's beautiful and wonderful. I showed the article a few weeks ago. They're now killing people who are depressed, and the government will pay for that. But I know I interrupt you before you finish your full story along those whole lines. So go ahead.
Well, in the bill itself, it talks about, you know, they say, well, it's not mandatory you have this counseling every 5 years. Well, that's a lie. Page 424, it says that this is a part of routine medical care, and the individuals will have the consultations every 5 years. And that if they develop a change in their medical condition, that is an injury or anything that could potentially be life-ending, which is virtually anything, that the consultations occur more often and they'll be updated. It also says that you will be referred to special national, state, and community-based organizations who will do the counseling. Well, that includes ACORN.
Exactly. So this is total political indoctrination, and the horror stories of hospice, and it's different facilities are different, but the Wall Street Journal with Wesley Smith had a whole series of articles about people in government custody who were paralyzed neck down begging for food and water and being killed.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is what happens in England. In England, for instance, one of the government studies on the quality of the National Health Service found that in one city, 400 to 1,200 people died from what they described as appalling health care. That's just one city, 400 to 1,200 in a year. Now, you multiply that down to 60 million people in England, you're talking about 10,000, 20,000 or more people dying every year from appalling care. There's even stories of patients starving to death in hospital wards. And I had a friend of mine who lives in Louisiana, and he told me the story of one of his close friends, whose daughter was a medical student. She went to England to work in the National Health Care Service to see what it was like. She developed pneumonia, was admitted to a hospital, and for 6 days she never saw a physician and never received any medication. She was progressively getting worse and was afraid she was going to die. She called home to her mother. Her mother flew to England, picked her up, flew her back home to Louisiana, and had an ambulance carried to the hospital. Now, that's how they treat the medical students. For 6 days, she wasn't even seen by a physician. She could have died.
Well, I mean, I watch the House of Commons, and for all you dumb, stupid, ignorant, gullible people out there who are watching this or listening who believe all these lies about how you're going to get free health care, the moon is not made of cheese, and you're not getting free health care. And the government is working for big banks that want a new tax to pay off these tens of trillions they've stolen, and they're just going to grab the health care, tax you, keep the money, and then give you an aspirin for a heart attack, like they do in these other socialist countries. So you better figure that out. I want to go to calls, Dr. Blaylock, but have you, after we take some, hit some more of what's going on in the health care plan. But Rahm Emanuel's brother, who's now in the White House advising, remember last week he said doctors shouldn't be so obsessed over their Hippocratic oath to do no harm from Hippocrates, and for the last decade they haven't given the Hippocratic oath. I mean, they really are taking our doctors and nurses and taking them from being great, upstanding, people, guardians of human dignity, and turning them into little Nazi ghouls. Can you speak to the Hippocratic Oath and Emanuel's brother having the nerve to say you shouldn't take it serious?
Well, the basis of the Hippocratic Oath was Hippocrates, and that was teaching physicians that you're to do everything you can for your patient, and you're never to take a life. Well, that, of course, was an attack on abortion, and so the left wing didn't like that at all, for physicians were not supposed to take lives. It also included euthanasia, meaning you're never to kill someone because you think they're a useless life. Well, they didn't like that either. So we have at least two things that was getting under the skin of the left, that's abortion and euthanasia. So they want the oath to be removed. Well, now with Ezekiel Emanuel, who's the physician, saying that this oath should be abandoned and physicians are just too obsessed with the idea of saving lives and we need to start letting these people go. They're just wasted effort. That they have no social utility. And, of course, that would also include all disabled people because, according to this lexicon, disabled people have no social utility. They have no purpose, and they're a drain on the economy. Therefore, we should just let them die. It even says in the Hastings Center that it has been a crazy idea to give dialysis to people because some are living 20 years on dialysis. And that we could have just let them go at the time that they developed renal failure. And they even, in one of the articles, said we should turn back the clock on medicine. And instead of practicing high technology medicine we have today, we should turn it back to the 1960s level and have that as our health care.
Doctor, is there any doubt in your incredibly deep breadth of research that these are eugenicists, and we have a eugenicist eugenics guild running our modern society, and that at the core, it's just a rationale to be sadistic control freaks who are on power trips. I mean, most of these high-level people, they don't even think they're doing good. These are really dark people.
Well, yeah, I think it's a mixed group. I think there's some who, in their perverted way of thinking, think it's good. Some are just the evil people from the core. But, you know, if you read their literature, they really think this is something that's beneficial to society, is to get rid of what they call the human weeds. They said you weed a garden and get rid of the weeds. Well, that's what we have to do in society. It's filled with all these unfit, these people who don't deserve life, and we should weed them out by whatever methods we can. And they said, well, we know the public won't accept extermination camps, but if we could just deny them health care, they'll die off on their own.
And that's what Margaret Sanger, of course, said. You're repeating her, and then that's repeated. But really, the test of humanity is people that are more intelligent, stronger. We're meant to lift up the weak. At the moment we delve into this, we let pure wickedness out of the bottle and societies collapse.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you start reading what some of the so-called elite write, it's quite frightening. And like I said, the stage was set for Adolf Hitler in the 1900s, the 1800s. People were writing things that he eventually implemented. Same thing with Lenin and Stalin and Mao Zedong. There were people who wrote quite eloquent papers about controlling society and exterminating mass numbers of people. Well, along came a dictator strong enough to carry this out. What the average public sees is the dictator. They don't see the foundation that was set 50, 100 years before by these elitists. One of the things that scares me in this bill, it describes taking over the entire medical education system. It talks about in medical schools, anointing certain medical schools, in which they will set the curriculum, they will educate the professors that are teaching the courses, also taking over nursing schools, dental schools, so that the physicians will be trained.
Well, sir, that's what the cybersecurity bill says. If you're connected to any servers, any IT, the way it's written, everything, special federally certified cybersecurity people must be there like it's a union. And you must serve them, and they must certify you to be, I mean, I will, if this passes, to to run this office, we're going to have federal goons in here. And that's what they're doing to medicine. I mean, folks, this is a control freak total takeover. Your phone calls, I promise, when we come back.
3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth. No other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Man, I wanted to get into things to protect yourself from this flu. Does Dr. Blaylock think it's all hype? Does this flu, does the vaccine cause a hemorrhagic response? Do you get more sun to get vitamin D? Is that the answer? And we'll, right before he leaves us, we'll ask him that briefly, but let's go to calls. Tony in Jersey, you're on the air, Tony.
Good afternoon, Alex. Dr. Blaylock, how are you doing?
Hello.
I have a couple of questions about the swine flu shot, also, about the healthcare, but I'd like to make two comments, if I may, Alex.
Okay, that's two questions and two comments. Make it quick, please.
Okay. Number one, I do have some very interesting things that I'd like to discuss with you at a later time. I have your number. I'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Second, I've never gone public with this, and Big Brother probably is not going to like it. In fact, I may even be in fear of my life.
Tony, please, that's a big preface. Just tell us, sir. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. In 91, I tried to join the military. I went through the MEPS process where, you know, it's the Military Entrance Process Center, where they give you shots and take your physical and all that stuff. Well, about 2 weeks afterwards, they called me into the office and told me that I had the AIDS virus. I am not gay. I have never had a blood transfusion. I do not do drugs of any kind.
Yeah, but about a third of the time they give you a false positive, sir.
Right. Well, anyway, it turns out that that's what it is. And after research and everything, I know where I got it, you know. And so my question is, number one, with someone in that situation, how is the swine flu vaccine and the health care going to affect them?
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. He's saying if he has an HIV virus, well, what will this do?
Well, if you have an HIV virus, you shouldn't have any vaccine. Number one, they don't work. Number two is if you have the vaccine and you're immunocompromised, you run a very high risk of developing autoimmune disease. So you're in a special category where most people's evaluation not be vaccinated, and it's not going to protect you. So that would be my opinion.
Doctor, what about this spin we hear that before you're not supposed to vaccinate pregnant women, but now, oh, that's the group that needs it first. Is that some attempt to make the vaccine look safe, or why pregnant women first?
Well, it was known some time ago that women who develop the flu during certain periods of their pregnancy have a very high incidence of their children becoming either autistic or developing schizophrenia when they get older. You know, the incidence rate is as high as 7 to 12 fold higher. It was thought that that was due to the flu virus getting into the baby's nervous system. The studies have since shown that it's not that at all. It's the fact that mother's immune system is activated, and it's the immune cytokines that enter the baby that produce the damage.
Well, so the same information you discovered decades ago is now admitted in the medical journals.
Sure. And when you do this vaccination process, what you're doing, you're repeating that. You're massively increasing the pregnant woman's immune system cytokines, raising her baby's risk of autism or developing schizophrenia.
And is that because the baby own immune system attacks its nerves, or...?
Yeah, it activates the immune system in the baby's brain, the microglia, producing this immunoexcitotoxic reaction. But that's been well demonstrated. They even know which cytokine does it, interleukin-6. So they know this.
They know this.
Oh, yeah.
And they're telling women, take it.
I know. And to me, it's just, you know, I think it's the most insane thing you could possibly do. You know, this has a very low communicability, this virus. And so a woman's chance during pregnancy at that particular age developing flu is pretty small. But if you give them all the vaccine, then it's 100%. They're all vaccinated. And the real dangerous thing about this vaccine, they talk about giving 3 vaccines in 21 days, which if you know neuroscience, that is particularly dangerous because of the intense immune activation in the brain, the immunoexcitotoxicity, in the mother's brain, and particularly in the developing baby's brain.
Is that called a cascade?
Well, it's a cytokine cascade, and what happens is that these immune cells produce so many cytokines, these destructive immune chemicals, it starts destroying brain connections and making the brain develop abnormally. And they think that's what produces the autism.
Which eugenicist Bertrand Russell said, we will give children injections to brain damage them to make them part of the servant class. But I bet the government's just idiots. They just so happen to want to target kids and women and people with something that brain damages them. I mean, this is just amazing. Mike, Andrew, Jeremy, Pat, we're going to all your calls. Final segment, Dr. Russell Blaylock. His website's BlaylockReport.com. He's got books, DVDs, everything available there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
There is no doubt that education, the medical system, our industries, everything's being regulated, taken over, shut down. They've used the third world labor to shut down industry. Everything is about creating a monopoly. The government wants to wreck society so they can consolidate it, just like Mao and Lenin with their great leap forwards. This is a system of control. Order out of chaos. Dr. Russell Blaylock's our guest. I was giving out the Newsmax.com newsletter that they have with Dr. Blaylock. His main site, the one to get the books, the videos, all the great materials, is RussellBlaylockMD.com. RussellBlaylockMD.com, or just Google the name Russell Blaylock. We can find his writings and the materials all right there on the site. I do want to encourage everybody to also visit our online video bookstore, get our books and videos and T-shirts and materials, not just because they're great materials and wake people up when you share them, but because it also supports what we're doing here overall. This operation costs a lot of money to run, and we also bring in all these guests who we then in turn support. This show is a huge platform for getting the truth out, and I feel really good having doctors and scientists and neurologists on and virologists to tell you about the vaccines, the food, the GMO, all of it. Because this is eugenics. This is real. This is what the elite are doing to us. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Mike in Missouri, you're on the air with Dr. Blaylock. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Dr. Blaylock. About a few years ago, I had a an accident, and I became disabled. I've got a spinal injury. I'm in the managed care system here in St. Louis, and I go to the medical school here. I've been taking the vaccinations that they give every year. I guess it's been 7 or 8 years now. I've developed arthritis, and I never had psoriasis before. And my question is psoriasis could that have come from the immunization that I've been getting?
Well, it's possible because it is an autoimmune disease, but psoriasis is associated with arthritis. There is a rheumatoid arthritis syndrome associated with psoriasis. Now, whether or not you just spontaneously develop psoriasis or the vaccines, it's hard to tell, but it is an autoimmune disease, and we're seeing a lot of psoriasis now. Like I said, all of the autoimmune diseases are increasing astronomically.
Can I just add, sir, that if you'll search engine vaccines arthritis, this is not Dr. Blaylock or my opinion. They know in all the studies with rodents, they get it. I mean, you know, baby mice and rats get it. And you're having an autoimmune response in your joints. This is a more important question. Doctor, what can he do to detox and to, he's got his immune system all cranked up. What can he do before he gets diabetes, before he gets real brain damage? I mean, is there something he can do to detox or to get the swelling down?
Well, I can't give specific advice over the program, but just in general, what you want to do is if you're having an autoimmune reaction, you want to increase your omega-3 oil intake. There's a Norwegian oil that you can get that has a balance of the EPA, DHA components that reduces this autoimmune reaction. Works very well for a lot of autoimmune diseases. You just take a teaspoon a day, every day. But vitamin D3 is the most important. It is an immune modulator. It prevents overreactivity of the immune system. And there's good evidence that people who have rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or these other diseases have a deficiency in vitamin D3. You may have heard about multiple sclerosis and the connection to sun exposure. You can take vitamin D3 in a dose of 2,000 to 5,000 units a day, and that can significantly reduce many of these autoimmune diseases. And that's a good way to prevent the flu from causing bad injury to you. Because when you take vitamin D3, it stimulates the body to produce what's called antimicrobial peptides. And they are very powerful at killing viruses, bacteria, fungi. And there's evidence that people who have high vitamin D level rarely have any sort of bad effects from flu infections or other types.
And, sir, isn't it showing that cancer rates go way down from people getting moderate sun every day?
Yeah, it's with elevated vitamin D3 in the body, it's about a 50% reduction in a number of cancers, particularly breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer. And it's for the same reason, because all of these things are produced for chronic inflammation, and vitamin D3 reduces inflammation. Now, vitamin D3 is the functional form of the vitamin. You can buy it as vitamin D3. But the recommendation now is by the health authorities is 2,000 units of vitamin D3 for everybody, even children, every day. And if you give it to your children, you'll find they rarely get infections and they get over their colds and flu.
Well, I mean, this goes back to, and again, I'm not a biologist or a brain surgeon like you, but just reading medical text, I can get the essence of it. But that's why they call the British Limeys, because their guys weren't collapsing on the deck 10,000 miles away from home because they carried little limes with them. That kept their collagen up because the vitamin C was needed with the vitamin D absorption somehow at a metabolic level. I don't quite understand that. But I mean, look, a lot of America has scurvy. We're not getting sunlight. We're not eating good food. We're eating a bunch of crud. I mean, in layman's terms, is that good advice, doctor?
Yeah. You know, all of these vitamins interact. People don't. Generally, and a lot of nutritionists don't seem to understand that the vitamins have interactions that benefit the functional ability of the vitamin. So you take vitamin D, you take vitamin E, you take carotenoids, the other B vitamins, virus bacteria. People that die of flu are generally immune suppressed. Normal, healthy people with good immune systems rarely die or even get seriously ill from the flu. So when you see these teenagers, for instance, in the studies on this flu, 32% of the children that died had asthma, which is an immune disorder. Other ones have multiple illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, other inflammatory immune diseases.
Well, look at old folks who never get out and get sun.
Well, and they also have difficulty converting the sunlight into vitamin D, so they need to take the supplement. And it's been shown that until you get above at least 1,000 units of vitamin D3, your blood levels really don't rise. When you're in the sun for 30 minutes, you're getting about 10,000, 20,000 units of vitamin D3 manufactured.
Man, I love it. I can have a headache, be tired, go out 30 minutes in the sun in my backyard, and it's like energized. I mean, it's like a million times better than a cup of coffee. We got to let the doctor go here in just a few minutes. Mike, I hope that answered your questions. Are they pushing vaccines on you when you go in to get medical care? He dropped off. I know they are pushing it now. Andrew in Toronto, Canada, you're on the air with Dr. Blaylock.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment and tell you about a new tool I've created for the InfoWar and ask a quick question. The question, in light of all the denial, the huge level of denial everywhere, and where we are at in terms of the timing of everything, I mean, there's a lot of people that when you point them on to certain resources, they shut off when they hear about similarities to not.
I hear you. I got to jump, though. I can't get into other subjects. I want to jam in some more calls. Dr. Blaylock, what do you do when you, even as an eminent brain surgeon, neurologist, you know, your work's all over the medical literature, trailblazing, you don't really toot your horn on so many fronts. I mean, I would imagine you run into people that are just doubting. What do you say to people that just want to take shots every year, you know, want to be unhealthy, want to drink aspartame? What do? Move on to folks you can warn?
Well, that's it. You know, it's a free country, and if you want to do it, then you just have to accept the consequences. I'll present you with the evidence if you want it. You can look at it. You can take it or leave it, and you'll pay for ignoring it. But that's the benefit of a free country, or one of the effects of a free country. You know, the government's the one that wants to force people to do things. But if you want to eat hamburgers and french fries every day, then so be it. I've warned you. So when you have your heart attack or your stroke, then you can't say you weren't warned.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dr. Lott, Mr. Jones, everything in Obamacare, everything with having to do with the vaccines, is an extreme danger to life or property. And I wonder your opinion. And every time that we try to wake up somebody, it will not make the news. What if patriots across the United States begin flying the United States flag Union side down as a public display, try to wake people up?
A lot of people are doing that, and then when neighbors ask why you're doing it, you can explain it's a country in distress. That's why we've had the poster contest that we're extending entries out till next Tuesday, where people put up posters of political ideas and then videotape it. The contest is you got to videotape it and get that submission into us. It's having a great effect. Look what we did with the Obama Joker poster nationwide. That probably made it in, conservatively, that I've seen 60, 70, 80, probably more newspapers, from Tokyo to Los Angeles, TV stations covering it. And that's just what our listeners did. So, yes, we need to somehow. Dr. Blaylock, I wanted to take medical questions for you. So many of these are on other subjects. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. Pat, do you have a medical question for Dr. Blaylock?
Yes. Hello, Alex and Dr. Blaylock. My mom, she suffers from Alzheimer's, and in the past month, she's been really regressing. And I need to know, is there any type of modern-day technology that can help to improve her condition? And I need a contact number. Well, I do exercise with her, but she's gotten to the point where she won't even eat now unless I feed her or someone feeds her. She gets into a sleep, a stupor, like. And that's what I need. I need a contact number also, a telephone number.
A telephone number for who?
Dr. Blaylock.
I don't see patients any longer. Well, you know, Alzheimer's disease is an inflammatory brain disease. It's a chronic
getting really sleepy, it means their brain is more inflamed. And as the Alzheimer's patient reaches toward the end of the disease, there's a lot of loss of cells as well as connections. The only thing that I know, that I generally recommend for people with Alzheimer's is drastically increase your vitamin D intake, because that's the best way to reduce your brain inflammation. Magnesium, the fish oil, all in combination.
Is your mother on magnesium and fish oil and vitamin D, ma'am?
Yeah, she sees an integrated medicine doctor, and they put on omega-3 and fish oil and a variety of stuff.
She's not drinking Diet Coke or eating...
No. She drinks just juice, mainly water, a lot of water anymore, and she doesn't drink pop, and of course she doesn't drink liquor or anything.
Is it it's not tap water, is it?
No. She's been off that for
years.
Well,
again, I'm not practicing medicine here. I'm just going from what I've heard doctors say. At a point, doctor, isn't it just the brain loss is so great that it's a downward spiral?
Yeah, when you see people who have Alzheimer's, their brain immune reaction far exceeds normal aging. And as the disease progresses, the inflammatory reaction increases, and the glutamate in the brain starts elevating, and the brain becomes more sensitive. So anything to reduce brain inflammation is the main thing. I don't want to hog my supplement, but I have the supplement for brain inflammation that you can look at on my website and see if that's something.
Oh, absolutely. Go to RussellBlaylockMD.com. It's brain lipid and brain repair, and really has all the medical science. But, ma'am, what's your mother's name? I'll ask folks to
Ollie Collins.
Okay, well, I'll ask folks to pray for your mother. And, just look, they're getting people 35, 40 years old with Alzheimer's now. They're poisoning the hell out of us, and it's just a real shame. We got to all watch it and take care of each other to get out of this. And God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that. Dr. Blaylock, I got to get you back on in the next month or so. We're very thankful for your time and very thankful for all you're doing. The books, the videos, the materials are all at RussellBlaylockMD.com. Thank you for spending time with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, it's painful taking phone calls like that one. I want to come back and hit a little bit on the Van Jones thing, because they're trying to tie in the 9/11 truth, and I waited to go to calls. I'll have Blaylock back and do 2 hours just with calls. And I wasn't trying to be mean to callers I hung up on, but I just can't talk about other subjects when he's on, because I'm talking about the brain right now. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up in the next 2 minutes before we come back to the final segment, though, and because I want to explain this. Ted has gold and silver. He sold out of the stuff he bought between 905 and 916, the gold, when gold was at that price. Now gold's right up at 1,000 today. He sold out of that, but he made more buys last week when it was at the 920 to 940 level. So you're still buying gold and silver when at a cheaper price than it's currently selling. And I want to explain, this is a super good deal. That's why we're offering this right now, because the gold market is ultra hot. I was watching CNBC this morning. They were saying, oh my gosh, gold's just going to explode now. That makes me think it may not, because they're saying it. But the point is that you win, 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 win. When Ted's normally selling this gold, when the market isn't even up, there's a tiny, like, $4 markup on a $225 coin. I mean, I've seen that. Ted's already selling it super cheap. But when the market goes up, he's selling it to you from when he bought it at a lower price, at the same price. But this gold and silver, he told me, will run out in the next day or two. So he's going to hold this deal for the weekend. Even though Ted told me he lost some money yesterday because he actually ran out of gold at the one price he had, but he's just selling you gold at a lower price than he even bought it. Now Ted's had to quit that deal today, but it's still a super good deal. This deal's about to end. Ted, tell folks what you've got and give them the number.
Yeah, the coins that I have that are still priced at the lowest level that I picked up here recently are the Walking Liberty Half silver pieces. It's silver, but it's silver. It's still at a good buy. $8.69. I mean, silver's over $16 an ounce now. The gold that I have right now is the $10 Liberty, and they're at $8.18. The place to get in contact with us is 1-800-686-2237. And just a quick note for those of you who picked up the Franks yesterday at the price of $216, Right now, you're looking at 233, and those of you who picked up the British Sovereign coin at the price of, let's see, right here it is, 266. Right now, they're at 288. So, nice going for you there. And all I can say, Alex, right now is that gold is breaking upward. It's had a lot of resistance at that 940, 945 level. Everybody's looking for gold to break through $1,000 an ounce. I can't see how it won't do that. It may correct a little bit here and there, but it's holding at that high nine, so it's going to go up. I just call us at 1-800-686-2237 and take advantage of the few offers that I have left here before Labor Day.
That's right. Some of the gold futures have gone above 1,000 an ounce, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted is smart. He buys it when it's low. When it's high, he sells it to you at the low price. You cannot beat the deal. 800-686-2237. We'll cover Van Jones.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
More time on this, and I will Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We got Gage popping in to start debunking the thing the Arabs funded out of Mumbai. They're openly funding all of National Geographic and Saudi Arabia, and that whole Arab Emirates over there is deeply involved with the globalists. So we're going to debunk the ridiculous debunking they did. I mean, They say, the commission was unanimous. The official story has never changed, but the conspiracy theorist story has changed. We did an analysis, and we noticed 7 of the 10 commission members said it was a fraud and a lie. But that's hardly anywhere in the media, but we found all their quotes. 7 of the 10 say it's a fraud. Yeah, your story stayed the same. There's a key story up on PrisonPlanet.com that everybody needs to see. What they're doing is they're introducing National Compulsory Service to us by wearing us out. Yeah, the president's going to address the youth and ask for your help. Yeah, he's going to be on big telescreens in front of the kids. Yeah, he's going to ask them to write letters about how they can help him. And Al Gore's out saying, don't listen to your parents on global warming. They're idiots. We played those clips. And Obama's calling for compulsory service and speeches, and his Rahm Emanuel is. And meanwhile, George Soros and Rockefeller-funded Media Matters, openly fund those groups, are saying we're liars, none of it exists. Insulting your intelligence, okay, when the bills are introduced and one bill passed to set up the federal boards, we have a whole bunch of videos here posted in this article, Paul Watson posted, where the kids are pledging allegiance to Obama, worshiping him, doing whatever he says. The feds are taking over health care, manufacturing, industry. Van Jones, their green jobs czar, says we're going to do this incrementally. We played the clip yesterday. We're going to have total communism. We're going to have total collectivism. We're going to have total is the quote, redistribution of wealth. But that means into the elite bankers' hands. The bankers have created, not even with interest, $23.7 trillion and counting in 10 months of debt they say we owe. We give them the money, and then we pay them interest on money we give them. So they've got to have total takeover of society and health care to get that tax money, and you're not going to get the health care. You're going to get eugenics. We've got to up our game against these people. We're having an effect, but I'm telling you, Obama is plunging and burning. He's going to stage terror attacks. He's going to stage something big. It may be the flu. I'm not sure, but just look out. Keep your ears on, your eyes open. Get ready. Because I'm telling you, the enemy's moving on every front, and they're in trouble. That makes them even more dangerous. But we can't lay down and let them run over us. We got to head up, give them the fight 110%. Just commit to the fight. That's the end of it. Go all the way. Don't stop. And notice they demonize Van Jones. Properly, he did deserve it, in conservative media, and they turned around and said he's a 9/11 truther, which isn't even really the case. Somebody just signed it up for him. That is to then take the anger of grassroots against big government and total communism for the bankers, and to then put it off on 9/11 truth. And you're seeing all these hit pieces against 9/11 truth right now because they realize it's the key to exposing just how criminal this elite is. And as long as we're exposing 9/11 as an inside job, they can't stage more terror attacks. So we're going to be counter-striking against their lies coming up the next week with Professor Jones, with Richard Gage. Let's get David Ray Griffin on as well. I just thought to do that. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And then Tuesday, folks, heads up, Tuesday is a big show. You want to watch InfoWars.com on Tuesday morning and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Have a wonderful weekend. See you back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Have a great Tommy Day coming up Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.